Allora. Un dubbio atom in a cas. Let's discuss the need of anger. In the Yesha Rags and Shavu Allah, call Kaiski the Ovid of Zara. So there's one level, you're so angry that it's like you're an Ovid of Zara. Who's this guy that's like an Ovid of Zara? Hanichas called Dover, she asked who negative Sona. Every time something goes wrong, he gets upset. And he gets full of rage. His heart is no longer with him. And he lost his mind. This guy could destroy an entire world if he only had the chance. Here's the line. He has no seichel anymore. Meaning, the concept of life is that a person's body, physicality, would be uncontrollable, would do whatever it wants, and the chain that holds it in place is the seichel. No, you can't do that. You can't just go and eat the whole plate of poppers. Saves it for other people. You can't just go around. A guy took your parking spot. You can just go around and shoot him with a gun. I mean, the world doesn't work that way. There's a some chick you see in a shul. You don't just go and pick him up and shove him over. You do that after that before. So there's certain why, because your etiquette. Your seichel tempers your body. The minute a person gets angry, he loses that shikol anymore. He doesn't have that shikol hadas anymore. Now he has no control because his anger doesn't let his the place that anger hits is in that spot. Between the connection between your brain and your body. Because now your brain is not telling your body not to react. As a matter of fact, if anything, your brain is encouraging your body to react. So now you've lost control. That's literally the shot in the expression. He's out of control. He says he's out of control. Yeah. What do you mean he's out of control? He has no seichel anymore. You can't talk to him. He's not being reasonable. When people get angry, they get unreasonable. They start kicking the wall. We're kicking the wall for them.
Because I'm angry.
Actually, I'm a tzaddik. I should really be kicking you, but I'm just kicking the wall, right? So. So, Vusar Tam Mamish, he has lost all of his refinement and his, listen to this. Kechol hachayus. He becomes like an animal which is a toyrif. A lion, what's that called when a lion grabs another animal?
Predator.
Yeah. Ba'ol of Nemar Toyrif Nafshe Ba'apoy Halaman Chatoyaz of Aretz. Essentially, he has these Toyrif Nafshe. Kal Vaday Lavra Kobin Yaver Shvoilam Im Hamasa Tevei Lehem. And if his anger would make him come Lidei Aver, he would do that too. Ki Kvar Ein Loi Meinia Acher. Now he's the opposite. The only thing he has going for him, normally you have your seichel going for you a little bit. Now the only thing he has going for him is it's something which will pacify his anger. And wherever the anger takes him, that's where he'll go. So this is his chiddush, that when you get angry, you lose control. Now your body's acting for itself. Either by Tzvi Hallman, by the Shechita presentation, he was saying, you know how the animal moves around after Shechita? So he was saying that that's really the movements that it wants to do always. Just normally the brain controls it. But once you cut off the brain, then it doesn't control it anymore. The animal goes on, the body goes on its own. So that's the idea, essentially. So that's what we look like when we get angry. It's the animal, it's like an animal roaming around with no brain. Control it. Now, there's obviously layers to this and levels to it, but at the end of the day, really where it's attacking is in the ability or the understanding of the seichel to control the guf.
Is this a kilo of Adel Lazarus because of that, or because you feel that you're in control and you get angry when things doesn't?
Yeah, that's really the way everyone says it.
Yeah.
I'll give you an
Why?
unrelated point. Second there. You know, this is the famous Stipler, everyone knows, right? That same exact point that he's saying here. That it says in Chazal that when Hashem brought the Makkah of Tzfardea, so it was one big Tzfardea, one big frog, and then every time the Yitzchum hit it, it would multiply. So it's an obvious question.
Why do they keep hitting it?
Why do they keep hitting it? The answer is because they were angry at it. Stop producing it, hit it again. Yeah, but don't you realize what's going on? No, Maseiros Yashar. You don't have seichel anymore. So your anger doesn't allow you to see things the way you're supposed to see them normally. Normally, when people get angry, so their actions have nothing to do. It doesn't help their ultimate reason why they're getting angry. I'm getting angry at you because you did this to me, and now I'm gonna go and whatever.
It's fun to think about sometimes.
What?
That, like the thought of doing what you would like to do rather than doing,
Yeah, maybe it's scary though. But I like this touch that he's saying of what chaos is. Okay, so he's not really saying this point yet. He didn't get to the kind of an independent idea. Okay, now. However, remember, we're talking about Nikias and Kas, so we're not just going to talk about the bare minimum level. On the, quite the contrary, we're going to discuss even the highest levels. So now let's get to the next level of Kas. You know, that's the lowest level, what we call it, the highest level, however you want to call it, but it's where it's the strongest level of Kas. However, yesh kasan rochok mizeh v'ushu lo ya kol davar she yivu lo kitzoni im katan gadol yivar achboi. He doesn't get enraged from every little thing. Ah, be'a gila, when he does get enraged, you guys yichas kas gadol, but don't watch out. V'ushu kra'o chazal kasha l'chois v'kasha l'chois. This guy doesn't get angry too often. Once he gets angry, forget it. Because this guy is also leading himself up to a place of, which is not good. And Amela, this is the next level. Okay, so far we have two levels. One is the guy that's completely out of control, and one is the guy that's not completely out of control. He knows when to get angry. But once he gets angry, then he's out of control. So essentially, he's almost just as bad. Okay? Wow.
So
Okay.
I was told a technique I used for many years to get over
Strength.
being angry,
Yeah.
and that was to